South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, everywhere at the same time, all-knowledgeable, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is, what do you want me to do for you? My scripture comes from Mark 10, 46 through 52, which states, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. My text is Mark 10:51, which states, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Mark tells us that Jesus is followed by a big crowd from Jericho. Jericho was known as a city of palm trees. This was the place where travelers often stopped to refresh themselves. In the midst of this crowd of people was blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. He was sitting by the highway begging. Those who, by the providence of God, are disabled to get a livelihood by their own labor and have not any other way of subsisting are the most proper objects of charity, and particular care ought to be taken of them. In the midst of this crowded noise, Bartimaeus heard it was Jesus of Nazareth. Evidently, he had heard of Jesus. He cried out for Jesus to have mercy on him. He was trying to get the attention of Jesus. He cried out to the Lord Jesus for mercy. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. Misery is the object of mercy. His own miserable case he recommends to the compassion of the son of David, of whom it was foretold that when he should come to save us, the eyes of the blind should be opened. Isaiah 35:5. In coming to Christ for help and healing, we should have an eye on him as the promised Messiah, the trustee of mercy and grace. Others who could see tried to tell Bartimaeus to be quiet. People that often have tell those who do not have what they do not need. People with big salaries often tell people with low wages, you do not need to raise the minimum wage. Those that could see were telling the blind man to be quiet. He cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Blind Bartimaeus did not have much tact, but he did have persistence and determination. People tried to shut him up, but they could not because he really wanted a touch from Jesus. The persistent and energetic prayer of Bartimaeus is a good example of prayer. He was not discouraged because no one led him to Jesus. Those who told him to stay away did not discourage him. Take the gates of heaven and shake them with thy forceful energy, as though thou wouldst pull them up post by bar and all. Stand at nurse's door and take no denial. Knock and knock and knock again, as thou wouldst shake the very spheres for what thou wouldst obtain an answer to thy cries. Draw thy bow with thy full strength, if thou wouldst send thy arrow up so high as heaven. Have mercy on me! The blind man knew what he needed from Jesus. Mercy. He did not come thinking that God owed him. All he wanted from Jesus was mercy. Christ encouraged them to hope, him to hope, that he should find mercy, for he stood still and commanded him to be cold. We must never reckon it a hindrance to us in our way to stand still when it is to do a good work. Those about him who had discouraged him at first perhaps were now the persons that signified to him the gracious call of Christ. Be of good comfort, rise, he calls thee, and if he calls thee, he will cure thee. The gracious invitations Christ gives us to come to him are great encouragements to our hope that we shall speed well if we come to him and shall have what we come for. Let the guilty, the empty, the tempted, the hungry, the naked, be of good comfort. For he calls them to be pardoned, to be supplied, to be relieved, to be filled, to be clothed, to have all that done for them with whatever their case calls for. The poor man hereupon made the best of his way to Christ. He cast away his loose upper garment and came to Jesus, Mark 10:50. He cast away everything that might be in danger of throwing him down, or might in any way hinder him in coming to Christ, or retard his motion. Those who will come to Jesus must free themselves from every weight and the sin that doth most easily beset them, Hebrews 12:1. Demand for at-home COVID-19 tests is high, but don't expect a shortage anytime soon, by Amanda Musa, CNN, on September 8, 2023. COVID cases are on the rise across most of the United States, with an estimated 51% increase in cases over the past 14 days. Amid a surge in COVID-19 cases, demand for at-home test kits is also on the rise. But test manufacturers say they are prepared to meet customer needs. The U.S. is experiencing an increase of COVID-19, with weekly hospital admissions and test positivity rates on the rise, according to the federal data. It should come as no surprise that some Americans say they are having a hard time finding at-home COVID-19 tests, often the first step when someone feels ill or finds out they have been exposed to the coronavirus. Dozens of brands of COVID-19 antigen tests are available for purchase under emergency use authorization by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. These tests can be done at home with a nasal swab and typically offer results within minutes, hence their popularity. Manufacturers say that a sudden increase in demand, not a slump in production, is to blame for any problems finding tests on store shelves. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus was crucified on the cross. They nailed his hands and his feet to the cross. What great pain he felt as he died on the cross for your sins and my sins. However, after 3 days, he arose from the dead. All power is in his hands. God desires us to pray to him for what we want in Jesus' name, because he wants us to be saved and live an abundant life. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is Be Thankful. Our gratitude glorifies God as we exalt not the gifts, but the giver. No matter what you ask God for, you need to ask with an attitude of gratitude. You can ask God for whatever you need, but do it with a thankful heart for what he's already done. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." A lot of people want to know God's will for their lives. Here's step one. Be grateful. This is God's will. First, be grateful for what God has already given you. Your life, mind, freedom, food, clothes. Everything you have is a gift from God, so be grateful for all of it. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances. Notice, it does not say to give thanks for all circumstances. There is a big difference. There are a lot of things in life you should not be thankful for. For example, evil. It says to give thanks in every circumstance, not for, because God can bring good even out of bad things. There's a lot of bad in the world today, and these days you can see more of it than you think you could bear. You shouldn't be grateful for those things, but remember God is bigger than sin. He can bring promises out of pain, blessings out of suffering, joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity, beauty out of the ashes of lost dreams, and he turns crucifixions into resurrections. God transforms the bad things in your life into good things and uses them for good. You can be grateful in everything for several reasons. First, God has a plan for your life. He can use everything in your life for good. The pain is not going to last forever. And if you know Jesus as Savior, you're going to heaven. And he's going to use even the hard things in life to build your character. Do you know what will help you to be thankful in all things? When bad things happen, don't ask, "Why is this happening to me?" Instead, ask, "God, what do you want me to learn from this?" When you learn from God, then you grow more like Christ. Then you'll be able to better see how he is working in your life and give him thanks in all circumstances. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But be encouraged, because the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and take purposeful action for his glory. Life is full of uncertainties, but you'll find that God's grace is sufficient, and trust in him is never misplaced. Stay encouraged, my friends. Be thankful, and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
At 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never